USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Forecasters say the threat to the southeast coast from Hurricane Dorian may not be going away right away. It's dangerously close to the east coast of Florida and could threaten the coast of Georgia through the rest of today and tonight. The storm is also expected to make landfall in the Carolinas within a day or day and a half. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dive teams continue to pull bodies from the waters off Southern California after a massive boat fire happened early Sunday morning. The Coast Guard says 33 bodies have been recovered. One person remains missing out of 39 people known to have been on board, as the five crew members were able to escape. The cause of the fire unclear, but NTSB investigators are out in force at the scene trying to figure out what happened and why. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to bring any bills concerning guns to the Senate floor if President Trump would only be vetoing them anyway. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Majority Leader says he's essentially waiting on the President. He says he expects an answer next week about what the President supports before he agrees to bring a bill before the full Senate for a vote. House Democrats passed a background check bill several months ago and are expected to vote on additional bills next week.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Michigan becomes the first state in the nation to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer issuing an emergency order on Wednesday banning the sale of all flavors that have fruit or sweet flavor, and that includes mint and menthol cartridges too. State Attorney General Dana Nessel saying, quote, with a more than 1.5 million increase in the number of students using vaping products in just 1 year, the governor's emergency actions today are exactly the bold measures we must take to protect Michigan's kids. That order takes effect immediately. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey insisting she will not be resigning from her post after participating in a blackface skit when she was in college. She told reporters that that was something that happened 52 years ago, adding her administration stands for helping people today. Organizations, including the NAACP, have called on Ivey to resign after a recorded interview from 1967 surfaced with her former fiancé describing that skit. Ivey has apologized but says she doesn't even remember being in the skit. Ivey was described as wearing overalls with black paint on her face at a Baptist Student Union production at Auburn University. And Pope Francis is starting his tour of Africa today, first up on the 7-day visit Mozambique, where he's focusing on poverty and climate change. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.